The spirit stopped beside one little knot of businessmen. Observing that the hand was pointed to them, Scrooge advanced to listen to their talk.
"No," said a great fat man with a monstrous chin. "I don't know much about it either way. I only know he's dead."
"When did he die?"
inquired another.
"Last night, I believe."
Mr. Sowerberry was a tall, gaunt, large-jointed man, attired in a suit of threadbare black, with darned cotton stockings of the same colour, and shoes to answer.
"How do you know I'm mad?" said Alice. "You must be," said the cat, "or you wouldn't have come here."